The board declared the death of 27-year-old India Cummings as a homicide due to medical neglect. It states that based on her altered mental status, she should have been transported to the hospital prior to her detainment. Matt Albert, the attorney for the Cummings family, says criminal charges are needed.
What the State Commission of Corrections said, and what is crystal clear, is that the holding center guards as well as nurses sat around for 6 days, watched India lie in her own waste while she was dying in plain sight. That's called a criminally negligent homicide.
Sheriff Timothy Howard said Thursday that the report isn't the whole truth.
They've expressed an opinion. The ultimate trier of that, or finder of that of fact, will be a court. And this is pending litigation, so it would be inappropriate to comment further.
Now, Cummings' story points to a long history of inmate abuse that dates back to the early 2000s. Back in 2009, the Justice Department took the county to task with a report that revealed several abuses, including beatings, sexual misconduct, and mental health neglect. And just earlier this year, the Commission of Corrections listed the Erie County Holding Center and Correctional Facility as one of the worst in the state. So, what's next? At this point, there's a few things that can happen. One, the U.S. Department of Justice can take official notice of the findings and start a civil rights of institutionalized persons investigation. And two, the Erie County District Attorney can decide to investigate. A spokesperson for the DA's office said Thursday they're receiving a copy of the full report and plan to make a decision after it's reviewed. For WBFO News, this is Angelica Morrison.